AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you out there yet?
Shopping? It's Black Friday, and over the four-day holiday weekend, retailers expect almost 136 million of us to shop.
This is our Super Bowl of shopping, actually. Yeah, it's our biggest weekend of the entire year.
Chelsea Hartnett of Citadel Outlets in Los Angeles, sort of a shopping center for outlet stores. In Chicago, protesters angry over the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer plan to disrupt Black Friday shopping with a march through the heart of the city's most famous retail district. AP correspondent Don Babwin is there.
The hope is that by marching on Black Friday during a time when it's going to be packed with shoppers, that it will bring attention to the city and the country what has happened here.
Forecasters say an ice storm may disrupt holiday weekend plans in the southern plains. The Weather Service's Aaron Gleason.
We're looking at accumulations up to half an inch, between a quarter and half an inch of ice in some locations, particularly across portions of the Texas Panhandle, West Texas into western and northern Oklahoma.
It was 2 weeks ago today that suicide bombers and gunmen killed 130 people in Paris. Within the past hour, the French president, François Hollande, presided over a somber ceremony during which the names of the dead and their ages were read aloud.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
Jean-Jacques Amiot, 68 ans.
Visiting a slum in Nairobi, Kenya, Pope Francis said everybody should have dignified, adequate housing, and he said access to safe water is a basic human right. In Thanksgiving Day football, the Chicago Bears beat Green Bay 17-13. This is AP Radio News. A man is in custody after jumping the fence at the White House. Our Tim McGuire is in Washington with this.
Victoria Pena was standing next to a man outside the White House Thanksgiving afternoon when she
heard him take a big, deep breath and whisper to himself, like, all right, let's do this.
The man wrapped himself in an American flag, climbed over an outside barricade, and up and over the fence to the White House lawn. Pena says the Secret Service was on the man in
seconds. It was insane.
Pena says the man didn't appear threatening. There's no word on a reason why he jumped the fence. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Federal officials say a company is recalling a vegetable mix believed to be the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad that has been linked to an outbreak that sickened 19 people in seven states. Taylor Farms Pacific of Tracy, California, has recalled a mix of diced celery and onion. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.